taking chances. You're the only thing I've won. I'm still not what some call a winner, but with you there's no way I can lose. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune we all dream of, but I thank the stars above me that I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all. That I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Milton downgraded to a Category 4 storm, but still posing a massive and historic threat. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z in Tampa says she's
particularly concerned with like an Anna Maria Island or Sarasota, definitely down to Venice. And we do not want to forget about Fort Myers. We remember what happened in Ian with that slight tick south. Every single tick south, you have more and more surge. Right now, 6 to 10 feet for Fort Myers, for Punta Gorda, for Cape Coral.
Fresh off a 60 Minutes interview, Vice President Kamala Harris continuing her media blitz today. Appearances on The View, Howard Stern and Stephen Colbert. Trump declined appearing on 60 Minutes. A medical helicopter crashed in Kentucky, killing all three people on board. Victims flying to pick up a patient when they crashed about 75 miles northeast of Louisville. The cost to play Mega Millions about to rise. Ticket prices going to more than double, $2 to $5 in April. This is ABC.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. November milk down 35 to 2104, December down 44 to 2042, January down 20 to 2002, February milk down 21 at 1960. Cheese markets, barrels down 2.25 to 193 and a quarter, 40 pound blocks steady at 194 and three quarters, no trades on the day. Cash butter up 2.5 to 271 and a quarter, six trades on the day. Grady non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 135.5, three trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 16.5, no trades on the day. Live cattle markets, higher feeder cattle markets were mixed. Now the trade day was still watching the box beef prices. They moved higher on the day. That indicates potential for stronger consumer demand, and that did help most of the live cattle contracts. Feeder cattle, though, still lower in the nearby months. The still wanting to see some of that fundamental support to help to move prices higher. That should happen later in the week. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly higher due to stronger demand in the pork cutout values. They moved higher. That helped to support most of the contracts, with the exception of the nearby. October live cattle up 47 cents to 187.47. October feeder cattle down 77 cents to 248.85. October hogs down 5 cents to 83.97. Wheat markets were higher due to strength in Mattif wheat prices and dry weather in the plains that could slow the winter wheat planting. Corn markets were higher due to the strength in the wheat markets, along with some short covering. Soybeans lower due to rain in South America, which should help with their soybean planting progress. December corn up 1.25 to 426. New crop 25 up 1.75 to 455.5. November beans down 3.75 to 1034. New crop 25 steady at 1080.75. December wheat up 2.75 to 592.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand: cash corn 356, December 361, January 364, new crop 25, 396. Cash beans 949, December 961, January 966, new crop 25, 991. Big River Resources Boyceville: cash corn 366, November 371, December 381, January 389 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia: cash corn 378, December 391, January 403. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound: cash and November corn at 371, cash beans 964, January 967. Allied Cooperative Blair: cash corn 376, new crop 25, 405, cash beans 944, new crop 25, 991. At Red Wing Grains: cash corn 386, November 388, April 423, new crop 25, 417. Cash beans 965, November 980, April 1044, new crop 25, 1055. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound: cash corn 374, January 381, cash beans 968, January 974. And cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 172 to 191, Holstein fed cattle 159 to 176, market cows 100 to 125, bulls 120 to 165, calves 150 to 895, and beef steers 180 to 350, Holstein steers 140 to 345. Sheep markets: market lambs 170 and down, light lambs 165 and down, ewes 75 and down, rams 65 and down, goat markets: does 110 and down, bucks 145 and down. That is check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The Cody James boots are made in León, which is known as the cowboy boot capital of the world because of their long history of making handcrafted cowboy boots. As far back as the 1700s, they've been making quality boots. So those craftsmen, artisans, are literally passing down those skills from generation to generation. Cody James, only at Boot Barn.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, calm, low of 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? You should check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get to Worthington, and it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My mom said sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. You had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I'll sign it at the bottom of the page, swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
With what you're putting me through, I'm not much on hanging around where I'm not wanted at all. I'm not gonna be your lovesick clown waiting for your beck and call. I'm gonna get a life, that's what I'm gonna do. So starting now, you can find one too. I'm gonna get a life like I should have done. Should have done.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mark Chestnut and Gonna Get a Life here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning. We have temperatures mid to upper 30s across the region. Looks like we'll have another beautiful day today. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour in our newsmaker segment, we'll be talking with Ben Miller. He's brand new with the Wisconsin's Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And we're going to talk with Ben a little bit. Had a chance to talk with him during World Dairy Expo last week. We'll have that in our newsmaker segment here coming up. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The recent dairy market volatility is really not surprising, at least according to one market analyst. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
It's been a back-and-forth roller coaster in the dairy markets lately. Mike North of Ever.Ag says there's a lot of reasons behind that volatility.
You have a scramble taking place right now as we produce enough cheese to meet all of the Q4 demand. And obviously that requires milk. And so different players are in this market on given days trying to jockey positions to get ahead of the trend. And what got us here ultimately was a short supply. We've had fewer cows in the barn for quite some time. 15 months of negative year-over-year milk production numbers. We've been battling bird flu. We're seeing older cows having to try to carry the burden of milk production, which gives us less productivity. And now you throw into the mix, we've sent kids back to school and we've taken milk back into a bottling program and away from the cheese vats. Couple that with college kids' addiction to pizza and sending them back to school and a football season that really promotes pizza all the more. And all of this has come together to create this perfect storm.
As it gets closer to the end of the year, North says volatility is not unusual.
This time of the year, this is actually very normal. It feels a bit manic, but this is actually really normal. And it's what leads us often to those September, October, early November milk highs that we depend on to really push forward great opportunities. And so as I look at this market, it definitely doesn't have this step-by-step perfect rhythm to it. Cheese goes up, milk goes up, cheese goes down, milk goes down. Because right now, everybody's trying to get ahead of that next step of the seasonal curve and still satisfy this big demand that's coming at us really quickly.
North says demand for dairy usually takes off at the end of each calendar year.
which is so key to the dairy complex. This is the magic moment for dairy. Q4 is always the brightest star on the horizon when we talk about dairy demand. And so it's an important time of the year. And so it's great to see buyers engaged. However, I think as we walk this thing forward a few more weeks, we'll really test their resolve.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, calm, low of 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? You should check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get to Worthington, and it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My Maria, don't you know I've come along? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. I love you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Brooks and Dunn, My Maria, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the mid to upper 30s across the region this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. The American Sheep Industry Association's young and emerging entrepreneurs are planning an in-person lambing school. This is going to be on November 23rd at the Cunnington County Extension Complex out in Watertown, South Dakota, if you want to take a road trip, sheep producers. The one-day lambing school will focus on the preparation and basics of lambing. The school will educate and empower beginning sheep producers of any age to be confident and successful in the lambing barn. The course will cover topics like nutrition, pre- and post-lambing, basic equipment and facility needs, disease problems, and the steps of preparation to take before, during, and after lambing. Now, all ages and skill levels are welcome. It's only $10 to attend, of course. There is that travel part of it. That's all payable, though, at the on the day of the event at the school. And for more information, just contact the Cunnington County Extension Service in South Dakota. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Barometer measures the health of the ag industry, and the most recent update saw a 12-point decline in the overall index, marking its lowest level of farmer optimism since 2016. I'll be back with more details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Farmers are struggling with declining income expectations, weak commodity prices, and high input costs. All of these factors are reflected in the most recent Ag Economy Barometer from Purdue University, and they're driving farmer sentiment lower. October's report revealed that growers haven't felt this concerned about their future since 2016. In September, both of the barometer's sub-indices dropped. The index of current conditions fell 7 points to 76, while the index of future expectations dropped 14 points to 94. Both indices are now at their weakest since March of 2016, when the farm economy was facing a significant downturn. To add some context, the sentiment around current conditions is almost as low as it was during the early days of the COVID pandemic in April of 2020. The survey respondents cited two key issues: weak output prices and persistently high input costs. 34% of farmers surveyed listed high input costs as their top concern for 2025, followed closely by low commodity prices at 33%. Interest rates also remain a concern, with 17% of respondents worried about rising rates. According to Dr. James Minter from the Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, farmers are growing increasingly concerned about the financial performance of their operations, he says, with expectations weaker than they were a year ago. Many farmers are also feeling uncertain about ag exports, and concerns about policy changes after the 2024 elections are top of mind. The Farm Financial Performance Index declined again in September. It was down to 68 from 72 in August. This is 18 points lower than it was in September of 2023. Meanwhile, the Farm Capital Investment Index showed a slight improvement, rising 4 points to 35, but it still remains historically weak as most producers continue to view this as a poor time to invest in equipment or infrastructure. I'll be back with more after this.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
As the final months of 2024 come into focus, it's clear that farmers are grappling with a host of challenges, from declining income expectations to uncertainty about future policies and exports. While the recent rally in corn and soybean prices could lead to more optimism in future months, the farm economy is still preparing for a challenging year in 2025. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
Not fun.
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set of four-letter words, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just
just like, hey, ain't we bad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, cause I've been watching you.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters
most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekans. Wisconsin had 6.8 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending October 6th, according to USDA. Another warm and dry week led to advances in the soybean harvest and corn maturity. Soil moisture supplies, however, continue to decline. Harvest continues for soybean, corn, cranberries, potatoes, and vegetables for processing. Other field activities included spreading manure, fall tillage, and seeding winter wheat. Corn in the dense stage was at 95%. 70% of the corn crop was mature. Corn for grain was 10% harvested. Corn for silage harvest was at 80% complete. Corn conditions declined to 61% good to excellent. Soybeans coloring reached 97%. 90% of beans were dropping leaves. The soybean harvest at 61% complete. That's 12 days ahead of last year. Soybean condition was at 59% good to excellent, down 5 percentage points from last week. Winter wheat planting was at 63% complete. 36% of the crop has emerged. Fourth cutting of alfalfa hay was at 92% complete. Potato harvest at 86% complete. Fall tillage, 22% complete. Pasture and range conditions were rated at 38% good to excellent, down 7 percentage points from last week. The U.S. dairy industries looked over the USDA proposal for modernizing the federal milk marketing orders. Leonard Polzin, dairy market and policy outreach specialist at the University of Wisconsin, talks about a couple of the more important proposed changes.
The first one is milk composition factor. So we're updating from 3.3% protein, 6% other solids, and 9.3% non-fat solids. So when it comes to, like, if we're keeping score on the balance sheet here, on the farmer side, we'd put that one in the plus column as more of the components that they're being shipped are being accounted for in those price calculations. So another thing that's happening is we're dropping 500-pound barrels from the surveyed products list. So depending on where block barrel spread are and all of this, you know, some of that will determine whether this falls on the positive or more pulling down price side. But I think there's an argument to be made that that could more accurately represent some of the market conditions and pricing that is happening there.
That's Leonard Polzin of the University of Wisconsin. The U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation welcome news that the labor strike affecting East and Gulf Coast ports came to an end, allowing port operations to resume. The two organizations emphasize the importance of quickly finalizing contract negotiations to provide long-term clarity for U.S. dairy exporters. While grateful to the Biden administration for its role in getting the parties to return to work and resume port operations, said Krista Harden, president and CEO of U.S. Dairy Export Council, This is a crucial step in ensuring that U.S. dairy products can continue to reach our international customers. We encourage both sides to continue their negotiations and reach a final agreement that protects the supply chain and strengthens the reliability of American exports. The dairy industry has been severely affected by the disruptions, as $1.7 billion in dairy export flow through the East and Gulf Coast ports each year. The three-day work stoppage has had a ripple effect throughout the export supply chain, with dairy exporters reporting canceled sales and added time and costs to reroute products. Farm Doc from the University of Illinois says the agriculture sector is closely watching the fertilizer markets this week because of the ongoing war in the Mideast. Following months of tight supplies, global nitrogen values started rising last week. The story of the week was Iran's attack on Israel. The Middle East is an important area for fertilizer production in general, but it's especially important for nitrogen. When you look at the attack on Israel, Iran didn't impact any shipping lanes, and it didn't have any impact on fertilizer production. Yet prices moved higher, said Josh Linville of StoneX. He also says the attack on Israel may have forced the market to finally admit that supplies are tight, and it's manifesting in higher prices. Urea prices are one example of moving higher, up 10% as of last week. Linville's advising farmers to contact their fertilizer retailers as soon as possible. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, calm, low of 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? You should check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get to Worthington, and it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's been the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I bet it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table, and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I bet it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11.
heaven and she could be mine. Luck be a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I'd bet it all on good, none of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be mine. Luck be a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I asked him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes, I took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, son, just where in this picture would you like to be? And I said, if there's any way you could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham, paint me a